presents Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
What's the Birdie?
Jimmy, will you stop pestering me about the camera competition in the evening paper? It's for children, so if you want to get on with it, do it yourself.
Well, I only want an idea to start me off with the poem.
Look, you've got to write a poem entitled Why I Like Reading the Children's Page. How can I help? I don't read that nonsense.
You what? When Sammy the Snail got lost, you went off your food for a week.
Now, don't be stupid, Jimmy. Look, I'm trying to sort out the accounts for the bowling club. The committee has to approve them tomorrow.
Oh, in that case, you better emigrate tonight. Look, I'll help you with your sums if you'll help me with my poem.
I'll have all the help I need when old Charlie Wheeler arrives. He's coming to give me a hand.
Charlie Wheeler? The bloke with the juke shop? He's too old to do sums. When he was a lad, the school bus was a Roman chariot. He's even older than you.
Well, thank you very much. Charlie still manages to play a good game of bowls.
Oh, well, he's had plenty of practice. He was the one who beat Francis Drake on Plymouth Hoe. Oh, he's daft. He can't speak proper.
Oh, you can talk. Look, Charlie just gets his words mixed up sometimes, that's all.
You're not kidding. I remember him talking to the vicar one Sunday, and he said, is this the second or the third Sunday after Pontefract?
Well, he knows how to deal with accounts anyway. Oh, that'll be him at the door now. Let him in.
Oh, right, Grandad. I'll tell him you're waiting for his insistence.
Now, never mind the cheek. Just bring him into the living room.
Hello, Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, hello, young man. I've come for your Grandad.
You'll never sell him in your junk shop.
Hey, you're a caution, you are. Always coming out with your witticulisms.
Go in. My granddad's waiting for you in the loving room.
I'm in here, Charlie. Come away in and sit down by the fire.
Oh, thanks, Peter. It is a bit cold for me old bones. It's my legs, you know. They get them romantic pains.
Yes, and according to the wireless, the temperature's dropped to 4 degrees centigrade.
Jimmy, that'll do. Well, I've got the books here, Charlie. We'll just have a wee glance at them while we're waiting.
For opening time.
For your mother to get back. Look, just sit quiet and write your poem.
Oh, are you liking poems? I love a bit of poetry. Well, I were a lad, I were always reading great poets. Keats, Shelley's, Longfellow. Mind you, I never understood modern ones like Gillis Thomas and G.H. Eliot.
What the Alfred Lord Tennyson are you talking about?
T.S. Eliot, he means. Come on, let's get down to these accounts. The trouble is, these debits and credits don't balance.
Oh, well, we'll have to go through all the invoices first.
Well, they're all at the Rose and Crown.
Oh, good. Oh, we can check the float while we sink a few pints.
Oh, you are a funny old junk man.
Very amusing. Now look, Charlie. Here are the expenses. Upkeep of the bowling green, £15.
Yeah.
Equipment, £12.10. Prizes, 10 guineas.
Beer, £1,000.
£1,000?
Yes, it's an indoor bowling green.
Indoor bowling green?
Yeah, it's all drinking straight from the wood. And nobody pays because they couldn't find the jack.
I can't follow you.
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh. Jimmy, will you shut up? Now go in the other room and write your poem for the competition.
What competition is this, then?
The Echo. They're giving 20 junior flash cameras to the kids who write the best poems about the children's page in the Echo.
Oh, I like that. Especially Sammy the Snail and Freddy the Frog.
Oh, yeah. It was sad about Freddy, wasn't it? Dying last week.
Freddy the Frog died?
Yeah, last Friday night. He swallowed a wasp and croaked.
Oh, I'm not waiting for Pat. Let's get down to the Rose and Crown now.
Right, I'll get me cap.
You get his cap. You've got more jokes than that Jimmy Tarbrush.
Come in, Mr. Peacock. Thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. Hello, Mr. Sinclair. James.
Hello, Cuthbert. We're just going.
Oh, I don't think we've met, have we?
Of course you have. He's me granddad.
Oh, stop it, Jim. My name's Wheeler, Mr.
Peacock.
Have you?
This is Mr. Peacock. He has the marriage bureau in town.
Yes, so if you need a wife, try Mr. Peacock. And I hope you'll both be very happy.
Hey, it took me 20 years to get rid of one I had. I had to throw in a canteen of cutlery before sailor would take her.
Ah, come on, Charlie, let's away. See you later, the Pat. Cheerio, Cuthbert.
Goodbye, Mr. Sinclair, and you, Mr. Wheeler. Cheerio, then.
Oh, yes, goodbye. I'll look forward to seeing you again, Jim. You can tell me some more about that indoor bowling green.
What does he mean, an indoor bowling green?
Don't ask me. It's just a figment of his imaginary head. In other words, he's up the totem.
James, you do come out with them.
Oh, now, don't encourage him, Mr. Peacock. Which reminds me, Jimmy, see that you behave yourself tonight. Mrs. Billington's coming.
Oh, what's Beaky Bird migrating here for?
It's a meeting about the women's guild and not so much of the beaky.
Oh, you ought to hear Ozzy. He calls a can opener conk.
Now, James, you shouldn't make fun of Mrs. Billington's conk. No.
Oh, it's a waste of time talking to him.
When I win my camera, I'll snap a line on her back and flog it as Cleopatra's needle.
Yes, James, the camera competition. Have you written your epic poem yet?
I've written a few, but I don't think they're good enough. How about this? I read the children's page each night. It always gives me great delight. It's full of news and sporting tips and very good for fish and chips.
Yes, I think you're right to try again.
Oh, don't let him get you involved, Mr. Peacock. I'm just going to tidy up the front room, the lounge, before Mrs. Billington arrives. So don't bother Mr. Peacock, Jimmy.
All right, ma'am. How about you writing a poem for me, Mr. Peacock?
Oh, if I did that, it wouldn't be ethical.
Well, it can't be any worse than mine. Oh, come on, just give me an idea.
Well, I suppose I'd write something like, children's page is the best for boys. It teaches me good things like how to make toys. The adventures of Sammy the snail are so gay.
Just keep taking the tablets 3 times a day.
Jimmy, answer the door, will you, please?
Right, Mum. Excuse me, Mr. Peacock.
Very well, James.
If you've come for the rent, it's spent.
It's I, Mrs. Billington.
Oh, heck, it's Beaky.
Pardon?
The door ain't a bit squeaky. Come in.
Oh, thank you, boy. Has Mr. Peacock arrived yet?
Flew in 10 minutes ago. He's writing an ode to Sammy the Snail for a competition in the Echo.
Oh, but that's not ethical.
Well, it might be. He hasn't finished it yet.
I mean, the competition is for children, and it must be all their own work. I know that because I'm one of the judges.
You are?
Oh, yes. I am a citizen of some prominence.
Yeah, I can see that. I know that, I mean. You're the president of the Women's Guild.
Oh, yes. And I'm also a contributor to the children's page of the Echo each week. I write the adventures of Sammy the Snail.
Get away? That's the most exciting thing in the paper.
Exciting? Well, it's not meant to be exciting.
Well, it is. James Bond's got nothing on Sammy. The way he attacked that savage lettuce.
Yes, well, I think we'll forget that. Oh, Mrs. Billington, come in the lounge, would you?
Oh, right you are, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Just sit down by the fire. I'll get the tea things ready.
Oh, nothing special for me.
Just a worm on toast.
Come in the living room, Jimmy. Oh, Mr. Peacock, would you take the tray of trifle and cakes into the lounge, please?
Oh, certainly, Mrs. Clitheroe.
I'll go and make the tea.
Excuse me, James, while I get the tray.
Oh, it's all right, Mr. Peacock. I'll take it in.
Oh, no, you'd better not.
Oh, look, I want to get in her good boots. Beaky's one of the judges in the camera competition.
Oh, well, very well, but do be careful.
Hey, Beaky's Sammy the Snail's mother, you know.
That boy, what will he say next?
Oh, have you taken the tray in already?
No, James has taken it in.
Oh, no. Oh, you shouldn't have given it to him.
But he's only got to put it on the table. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, you clumsy boy. Go and get your mother this instant.
Before you start shouting, ma'am, it was an accident.
What have you done?
I was handing her the trifle so she could help herself when I tripped over the carpet and upset it. Honestly, all that fuss. Just because I asked to lend me her spoon to scrape it up.
What, off the floor?
No, off Beaky's back.
Oh, dear. I'd better go to her. I'll deal with you later.
Well, that does it. I don't fancy your chances in the competition now.
Oh, I don't know. It could have been worse. Beaky could have heard me reciting the poem I wrote about her.
What poem?
Beaky was in the garden pegging out the clothes when down came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. He took it to his wife at home and held it by the point and said, I've been out shopping, dear. Here's the Sunday joint. Well, Alfie, have you written any poetry for me?
Yeah, I made some up in bed last night. Yeah, listen. There was a young fellow called Lister who bought an old bike for his sister. As she rode down the street, a spring broke in the seat and he gave Lister's sister a blister.
What the heck's that got to do with the children's page of the Echo?
Nothing, but it's funny, isn't it?
Alfie, you deserve our Susan.
No, thank you. Why don't you clear out and leave us alone?
Susan, dear, today's early closing, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, shut up.
You cheeky thing, get out of here.
Look, he promised to help me write a poem, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm no good at poems. If I was, I'd write one about Susan.
All right, we'll write one about her first. I'll start it. I had an old sister, her name was Sue. She had so many wrinkles, she didn't know what to do. Now, what's the next line?
I'll smack your face if you don't clear off.
That's no good, Susan. It doesn't rhyme. You know. Oh, all right. Look, get out, Jimmy. You're confusing me.
You've been confused since the day you were born. When the doctor smacked your head instead of your butt.
That's true. Now, get out.
Well, I'll have to try my granddad, that's all.
Well, he's gone to the Rose and Crown with old Mr. Wheeler.
That's the place. I remember now. I heard me granddad tell Mr. Higginbottom somebody's always writing poetry at the pub.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of poetry you want. It's not nice. I mean, it's written on the... It's not nice.
Look, nobody's going to help you, and you're not going near that pub, or I'll tell Mother.
All right, I'll write it myself. Just give me fourpence for the stamp.
Well, you're getting nothing from me or Alfie.
Well, it's no good tapping me, Mum. She told me I've got to pay for the trifle. I know. I'll call around to see proud Percy Peacock.
Oh, don't ask him for money.
I won't need money. Peacock can send the letter by pigeon post.
I think I'll just have a look at the paper for a minute, Pat, before I go upstairs and change.
All right, Father. I'm going to tidy up the front room before Mrs. Billington and Mr. Peacock arrive.
Don't tell me those two old hens are coming again.
Now, Father, that'll do. You're as bad as our Jimmy. Incidentally, where is Jimmy?
In the front room, I think.
Oh, then that'll need tidying. He'll be here in 10 minutes.
In that case, I'll be waiting for the Rose and Crown in 5.
What a smashing photo I could get of you standing in the doorway there, with the light shining on your dustpan.
What's going on? What's the idea of moving the settee round like this?
I'm just seeing how I'll have my studio when I start taking pictures. Great moments recorded for the future. Susan being deported. The Queen knighting Alfie.
Oh.
Grandad crowning the rent man.
You've only just entered the competition. You haven't won it.
I'm bound to win one camera out of 20, and then I'll make a fortune photographing babies. Oh, I'll need a white fluffy rug.
You'll be taking them with nothing on, will you?
No, I'll wear my cap.
All right. Just help me move this settee back. Mrs. Billington and Mr. Peacock are coming.
Oh, good. Beatty's one of the judges. She might bring me camera with her.
Of course she won't.
Well, will you ask her if I've won?
I will not. Even if she knows, she won't be able to say anything until the results are published.
Well, she might give you a hint. Hey, if she does, you can say a little bird told you.
Now, that'll do. I don't want to hear any more rude remarks about Mrs. Billington.
That'll be her. I'll let her in, ma'am.
All right. Bring them in the front room here. I'll just go and finish off in the kitchen.
Right, ma'am. Leave it to me. I'll butter her up a bit. My, you are looking pretty tonight, Mrs. Billington.
Thank you, Jane. No, I'm not Mrs. Billington. She's coming up the path.
Oh, sorry, wrong bird. Come in. Hello, Mrs. Billington.
Hello, boy. Is your mother in?
Yeah, she says, will you come in the front room? Oh, no, it's the lounge when you're here.
Oh, right. After you, Mrs. Billington.
Thank you, Cuthbert. Oh, that's a very nice hat you've got on.
Oh, do you like it, James?
Not you, Mrs. Billington.
Thank you, I'm sure.
Sit down, Mrs. Billington.
Am I allowed to come in as well?
Sorry, Mr. Peacock. Find yourself a perch, a chair.
Thank you.
Mrs. Billington, I'm sorry about the accident with the trifle the other night. I hope you've forgiven me.
Yes, I suppose so, boy.
Oh, I'm glad, because as our teacher says, it's silly to fall out over trifles.
I see. That's rather neat.
Well, boy, having amused Mr. Peacock, perhaps you'll run along now and play with your friends.
No, I'd sooner watch you and Mr. Peacock. I mean, listen to you chirpy or talking.
James, what we have to say is not for your ears.
Why, is it naughty?
Yes. No. It's just private.
Oh, yeah. I suppose Mrs. Billington wants to tell you who won the cameras in the competition that I entered for.
Nothing of the kind.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. James, would you step outside for a moment?
What's wrong, Mr. Peacock? You've gone white.
Excuse me a moment, Mrs. Billington. Come along, James.
What's up? You can't feel sick already. You haven't tasted any of our Susan's cakes yet.
James, I have a dreadful confession to make, and I don't know how to say it.
Oh, whistle it. Only whistle quietly in case Beaky thinks you're a lovebird and chases you up a tree.
It's not funny, James.
Well, what is it? You haven't murdered somebody, have you?
I forgot to post the letter.
Oh, is that all? Well, what's so terrible about not posting
it? It was your entry for the camera competition.
Well, so what the... What? You blooming big dope. Oh, I wish I had a trifle here.
James, I'll make it up to you.
You've robbed me of a camera, stole it, you're a thief, that's what you are.
James, my sister's buying me a new camera for my birthday, so you can have my old one.
If you posted my letter, I'd have a new one.
But it's a good one, it was quite expensive, and I'll give you a film with it.
Three films?
Yes, all right.
Coloured ones?
If you like, and it has a flash on it.
Oh, that's smashing. When can I have it, Mr. Peacock?
Tomorrow, James. I'll pop round first thing in the morning with the camera and the three films.
Oh, just a minute. How much are flash bulbs?
A shilling each, but I have three at home, so that will save some money.
Yeah, you'll only have to buy nine now. To make the dozen you're giving me.
Packet of paper hankies as well, please, Susan.
Righto, Mother.
Now, you sure you've got plenty of time before you meet Alfie? Because Jimmy could go for these things, you know.
Oh, Mum, I've been to the shops three times today. If this keeps up, I'll have to have my feet soled and heels.
I tell you two, you'll have to go 10 times.
Oh, all right. You shouldn't have had a son. You should have had a retriever.
It's all right, Mother. I have to go and get Grandad's medicine.
Well, Jimmy could get that.
I can't. He won't serve me in the Rose and Crown.
Oh, you be cheeky. Susan's going to the chemist.
Oh, good. Well, would you get me a film, please, Susan?
No, all right.
Oh, good lass, Sue. Mum, where's the paper? I haven't seen the cartoon page.
Oh, just a minute, clever boy. Where's the money for your film?
Oh, yes. Well, I was wondering...
No, I won't.
Mama, do you think you could...
Not another penny. If you're going to be taking pictures all the time, you'll have to pay for your own films.
Oh, can't we get them on tick? So much a week. Like me grandad got the telly in his teeth.
You ought to do what this man did in the paper. Send a photo up.
Where?
Oh, on the back page there. He got £10 for that picture.
What? This one of the bloke rescuing the lad from the river?
Oh, that's it.
Hmm. Reader sends in action photograph. We paid Mr. Thomas Jackson £10 for the above action picture of the rest of... That's it. I'll have to get some action pictures. Hey, Susan, do you fancy a walk along the canal bank?
Look, I don't understand. You drag me around with this ladder. Say you're Susan shouting for help.
She will be.
How do you mean she will be?
Any minute now, she'll open that bathroom window, lean out wearing a towel and scream for help. That's when you go up the ladder and I get the action picture of the rescue.
How do you know she'll scream?
Because I put a mouse in the bathroom and jammed the door.
I don't care how many mattresses you put on the ground. I'm not going to jump off the garage roof. Oh, Susan. Yeah, I love being alone like this. Not alone, alone. I mean, alone with you, together.
Yes, Alfie.
Just to kiss your hair and run my fingers through your cheeks. Yes. You know, the other way around.
Yes, Alfie.
Yeah, I could hold you in my arms forever.
Just hold it for 1 second. Thank you, Alden's Richard Burton.
Jimmy, when did you take this one of me?
When you were having a nap on Sunday afternoon.
Well, it's a nice one, Fred.
Oh, yes, quite charming.
Yeah, well, it's all right, but you can hardly call that an action picture, Jim.
No, it's a still life. Hey, look at this, Grandad.
Oh, dear. Oh, oh. Oh, this is a beauty of you, Cuthbert.
Of me?
Hugging out the washing.
Jimmy, let me see, Father. Oh. Yeah, you do look rather startled, Mr. Peacock.
Yes, I took it just as the clothesline snapped.
And Cuthbert's left standing there, holding up a pair of his sister's unmentionables.
My sister's?
Well, they're not yours, I hope.
Well, I'm afraid I don't find it all that amusing.
Oh, Cuthbert, where's your sense of humor?
Jimmy, it was just a bit of a coincidence, wasn't it? You being there just at the moment that the line broke.
Yes, look at this one of Alfie and Susan. He's giving her artificial recreation.
James, you mean Alfie's giving Susan artificial respiration. Recreation is when you have fun.
Well, do they look miserable?
I caught you there, Cuthbert.
Oh, don't encourage him, Father.
Oh, but can't you take a joke either?
Oh, I say, how very droll. Mr. Sinclair, with your great sense of humour, you should find this very amusing.
What's that?
This next photograph of a model boat.
Well, what's funny about that?
Mr. Sinclair's playing with it in his bath.
Jimmy. How dare you take a photograph like that?
Mr. Sinclair, where's your sense of humour?
Yes, Grandad, it's only a joke.
Well, I've got some news for you, dear brother, that isn't a joke. Mr. Higginbottom is coming round to see you.
Oh, I can't see him without an appointment. They'll have to go on the waiting list with Sophia Loren and the Beatles.
What does Higginbotham want?
My brother's blood.
Oh, heck.
What's he been up to now?
He's nearly put Ozzy in hospital with his camera trick.
It wasn't my fault. Anyway, he didn't hurt himself. He fell on his head.
Oh, no.
Well, little Cecil Beaton here came dashing up to Ozzy and asked him to rescue a cat up a tree. So Ozzy climbed the tree, but when he got halfway up, he found it was an old fur glove that Jimmy had put there.
Well, there's nothing terrible about that.
When Ozzy was on the bottom branch, it broke, and you took a picture of him falling.
He only fell 3 feet. Anyway, accidents will happen.
Oh, especially when the branch is half chopped through.
That does it. You've had your last penny for films for that camera.
Well, Mum, I've only got 2 snaps left in it.
Well, somebody can take 2 pictures of you before and after I've spanked you.
Oh, please. Oh, I don't think there's any need for violence. Surely, if he's not allowed any more films for his camera, that's punishment enough.
Yeah, that's right. If you keep hitting me, I'll grow crusty-pated.
Look, you're staying in every night this week. And I've told you, not another penny for films from anybody.
Oh, all right. But can I take these last 2 snaps? And then the film can be developed.
Very well. But that's the finish.
Oh, well, I'll go around and take a couple of pictures at the railway station. The gang of train spotting there. So I'll tell them I can't come out any more this week.
Oh, cheer up, James. You might still get a valuable snap if something exciting happens at the station.
Oh, yeah. One of the porters might break into a trot.
Susan, those are not very nice words to come from such pretty lips.
No, but they fit our Jimmy. Well, thank goodness we'll have no more of him and his camera.
You're quite right, Susan. And remember, Alfie, you're not to give him any more money either.
Oh, I won't if you say I'm not to. Man, I must say I feel sorry for him. I bet he's right miserable.
Hiya, folks. Now, if you'll all get a bit closer together, I'll take a nice group shot. Move to your right a bit, Alfie. I can still see Susan's face.
Yeah, all right.
Jimmy, have you scrounged another film?
I've got 3, and I bought them with me own money.
You said you had no money.
Well, that's all one of me photos.
Oh, to the Echo?
No, to Beaky Billington.
Beaky? Mrs. Billington bought one?
Yeah, I think she must have been sorry because I didn't win the competition.
Oh, nonsense. What picture was it?
One of her kissing her husband goodbye at the railway station. I wouldn't care. I hadn't even had it developed.
I don't understand.
Neither do I, but when she saw I'd taken a picture of her, she came dashing over and bought the reel of film off me for £1. Then she opened it out and spoilt the lot.
Yeah, I think I understand why she bought it.
Why?
Mrs. Billington's husband's been away for the last 3 weeks.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman, Edwin Apps, and Rosalie Williams. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
After what happened with Beaky, I got a smashing idea. I told our Susan I'd taken a photo of Alfie kissing another woman. And Susan bought it off me for 5 bob. She looked at it and then got annoyed with me. Well, it was Alfie kissing his mother. Ta-ra!
Appearing in Tom Thumb at the Coventry Theatre and Danny Ross, Dick Whittington at the Victoria Theatre, Salford.